This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to another week here on America Tonight. We are grounded. Thanks for all the emails. So many of you have sent me emails about where in the world is Kate, because we've been broadcasting from a lot of different areas, including Fort Myers, Florida, and where else were you? Chicago and Sedona, and right now, though, we are in our satellite facility. Whew, feels good to be grounded, as it were. So, not grounded at this point. It's interesting. We're talking about what's happening in Washington, what washes out of there, how it affects us, and then some other odds and ends that are part of the review, and what was hot at the box office, and what's going on in Hollywood. Is streaming killing The Big Show? In some ways, I think it is. I don't have any scientific proof of that. Only the tons and tons and tons and tons of emails that I've gotten from so many of you on the pushback over going to the movies, unless you absolutely believe the big screen. Although, you know, it's interesting because there's tons of deals out there, so you don't necessarily have to pay a fortune. And there actually is still some of those dollar theaters even around as well. All right, stunning news, but not stunning in one sense, because I hate to say this, as somebody who grew up and went to Catholic school for a chunk of my life, what we hear out of Pittsburgh is the St. Paul's Cathedral in Pittsburgh was, they say, about half full at 8 a.m. Mass on Sunday morning. And they talked about the priest, Reverend Stupna, talked about the painful and difficult days in the church. He was talking about a grand jury report released earlier this week that accused more than 300 Catholic predatory priests of abusing 1,000 children over the past 70 years in six Pennsylvania dioceses, which is just sickening and disgusting as they prowl over these kids and have the ultimate power, and the abuse is, I can't say how sickening I find that, and I know all of you would agree with me in it. So anyway, this is the first Sunday of Catholic Church services around the United States this past Sunday since the scathing report was released, and they say 99 of the 300 accused priests served. There was no escaping some of these unbelievable revelations. I mean, broken hearts just doesn't even do it. 900-page report, 2 years to put it together, detailing how the church chose to protect the accused priests and not the kids. Not the kids. That is the disgracefulness of what they found and the grand jury's conclusions and all these investigations and whatnot, and where do they go from there? Boy, there's a lot of healing to be done. That's certainly for sure. Besides that, and the fact that we are rolling into the week and we're coming out of a Sunday, another story, as I said, I was grounded. Another story, not to bombard you with horrible sexual harassment and sexual predatory stories as we just kick open the door here on ATN, but there was a man accused of undressing and fondling a Spirit Airlines passenger while she was asleep. Check this out, and I love this. There is no mercy here. This 35 Bob Ramorthy, convicted of sexual abuse on board a plane for digitally doing what he did to the victim. He is going to be sentenced on December 12th. He could face life in prison. And after finishing his sentence, he is in the United States on a work visa, he would be deported to his home country. So there you go. Horrific. And then, of course, you know, this is a situation where this 22-year-old woman fell asleep leaning against a woman. And then she woke up and noticed what was going on. And, oh, my gosh. I mean, immediately telling a flight attendant, he was taken into custody. Just a horrific, horrific thing. And apparently that more of this goes on than you can imagine. So FBI investigators are looking into these assaults. They say they've increased by 66% from 2014 to 2017. Wow. And then on the attack, the ex-CIA director, John Brennan, says Trump is drunk on power. He was part of the Sunday Swirl. You know what the Sunday Swirl is, right? The Sunday Swirl is the talking heads that happen in the morning, all the politics that are discussed. So Brennan says those exact words. He says the fact that he's using a security clearance of a former CIA director as a pawn in his public relations strategy, I think is, Brennan's words, so reflective of somebody who, quite frankly, I don't want to use this term maybe, but he's drunk on power. He really is. He said that during an interview on NBC. Remember, Trump announced on Wednesday he was stripping Brennan, who was a big critic of the president, of that security clearance and accused the former CIA director of lying and giving increasingly frenzied commentary on TV. So he reacted to a report in the Washington Post on Friday that said the decision to revoke his security clearance had been finalized in order to switch the focus from the former White House aide Omarosa's new book. Oh, my, oh, my. You know what Washington is anymore? It's just all name calling, isn't it? It is. It depends on the day and the circumstance what is coming out of there. And speaking of that, Omarosa's book, boy, it seemed like last week she was going to be arrested for I don't know what. And then she had these tapes and everything else. I don't think we've heard the last of this because, of course, that book is set to be released. And I've said it a million times, controversy sells. So there's going to be some sort of controversy. Speaking of controversy, since we're on a roll here and we're into number six, how about Manafort? I had this discussion with somebody this morning about, you know, flip a coin. Is he going to go to prison? Is there going to be a mistrial? This, you know, it could be a mistrial. It's very bizarre what's happened in this trial. So 14 days in, the jury got the case on Thursday. Deliberations will continue next week. And, you know, the president was even asked about the possibility of pardoning Manafort, and the president said, I don't talk about that. Nope, I don't talk about that. I think the whole Manafort trial is sad. When you look at what's going on here, I think it's a sad day for our country. He worked for me for a short period of time, but you know what? He happens to be a very good person. I think it's sad what they've done to him, so maybe a hint. And he are a direct result of the special counsel investigation that's being led by FBI Director Robert Mueller into the Russian interference into the 2016 election and possible collusion. Of course, they're saying that the investigation, the White House thing, it's a witch hunt, it's a hoax, and that cry is growing louder. So there is momentum for Manafort to possibly get in a situation where it's a mistrial, but I think it's too early to call that. Let's see what happens as we bounce through the week with this jury. Stay with us. Mailbag coming up next on...
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mac? I'm dying to talk about the mail with you all day, okay?
Kate Delaney, America Tonight. We got a ton of mail. So appropriate. 43 years ago, the Rocky Horror Picture Show was released. A few of you sent me little reminders about it. I don't know why, but I think it's funny. I got this one from Jimbo, who says, Kate, did you ever see the Rocky Horror Picture Show? It seems so, I don't know, tacky or something now, but I thought it was hilarious. I was a kid when it came out and it was off the wall. It became a cult phenomenon. Did you see it? I'll ask again. I did at the, I want to say it was the TLA Theater. I can still remember it. I was a kid too. TLA Theater, and it was, had been out for a long time by the time I saw it because it became that cult hit. And so, yes, so people were going to see it. Like it had a life of its own. So this Theater of Living Arts in, right in Philadelphia is where it was. And I can remember, I didn't know much about it, and I begged my mom to go. She must have checked it out and thought, oh, it's probably harmless. And I remember going, and people were singing, knew everything, because like I said, it had been out for a long time, for years and years and years. It was like a whole thing where people were throwing toast. They had, you know, there was a thing with it. So it was like a sing-along on steroids. You acted out the pieces of the show. But I didn't get that memo that I was supposed to bring a raincoat, because then it was like just all this water rained down on me. I remember that. Brutal. But I thought it was hilarious. And so, yeah, there you go. We move from something like the Rocky Horror Picture Show And it's a different kind of horror show that's happening in D.C. And I say it all the time. I mean, what happens there washes back on to, you know, the rest of us across the states. You have your representatives. That's why you got to get involved. And at least on the local level, know who it is you're voting for. Look at their record. If they have no record, why are you voting for them? What is it you like about them? That kind of thing. So the big talk is this whole Brennan clearances revoked. This one comes in from Rick, who says, Kate, I listen to you all the time. In Florida, you got a big fan base. I know you know that. In Sarasota, a lot of people are definitely checking you out. So when we look at Brennan screaming about the fact that his clearance was pulled, I just got to say this. I don't know. What does he think is going to happen when he's on the tube nailing the prez? If you constantly are nailing the guy in charge, he does have the power, doesn't he, to revoke your clearance. Well, and Brennan is one of the most outspoken guys, right? So I guess a number of lawyers are contacting him to try to advise him on what to do. But I would imagine there could be, couldn't there be other people that they try this with? But then what does it mean? Trump told the Wall Street Journal last week the reason he did it was his role in the whole Russian investigation, that whole thing, contradicting his statements, his credibility, all that. But there's a lot of criticism over this. So, and I didn't realize this, but you know what the number is for the amount of Americans who have federal security clearances? I'll give you a hint. It's more than 1 million. It's more than 2 million. Do you know that 4.1 million Americans have some sort of federal security clearances, all the way up to top secret level? It makes sense if you think of all of the kinds of jobs there are in D.C. and outside of D.C., how many people would have different sorts of clearances but have the clearance to look at certain things. I don't know. I mean, could you have civil litigation? Of course you could. But would federal courts want to jump into clearance disputes? I'm going to think, I don't know. I don't think so. I mean, it does raise the question. Does he have the power to do that? Or do you have to have due process to people who are going to have their security clearances revoked? Senator Ron Johnson, a Republican from Wisconsin, said that the former CIA director, look, abused his privilege by using the words that he used to describe Trump's behavior. He said that on Fox News on Sunday. And John Bolton argued that Brennan would have not been able to criticize Trump's so-called collusion with Russia unless he did use classified information. So I don't know. So there is confusion over what can be done and what can't be done. And I never got a straight answer from any of the lawyers that I talked to. So I think this is kind of uncharted territory. In fact, I don't think. I know it's uncharted territory. And I bet there will be challenges. And, you know, of the 4 million people, it's not like 4 million people are going to have them revoked. I seriously, seriously doubt that. I have this one from Fred. I love these guys. Fred listening to us in the great state of Illinois. Kate, so glad that you enjoyed your time in Chicago. I heard you talking about it. I like Chicago, except for in the winter. It's hellacious, let's put it that way. I feel sorry for our friends in California. I'm watching and looking at some of the video of what these air tankers are doing to try to put out these awful fires. And I can't imagine what it must be like for people who are watching their neighbors' houses burn down, neighbors miles away burn down, fires coming toward them, debating on whether or not they should evacuate or, what they should do. And, of course, you know what? That is the rough decision, right? Evacuate or not to evacuate. Here's the bottom line. Because I have been around some of these fires as a news reporter, evacuate. When in doubt, evacuate, because I'm telling you, it'd be all over you in a second. All right, let's go to Dan, who's listening to us in the great state of Texas. Hi, Dan.
Hi. Long time no talk to, Kate.
I know. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. Okay, I want to get on this little subject here with Brennan. The President of the United States has the absolute power to take anybody's clearance away from him. He is the President of the United States. He has the executive power to do so. And Brennan doesn't have a leg to stand on. And all these little wannabes that want to jump around and yap at his heels are just punks. And they can take a hike and go out and jump in the great ocean or lake or river, whatever. He doesn't need them. We don't want them. I'm a strong supporter of our president. His actions were appropriate, and he needs to do even more. And if you don't like the way things are done, you can vote him out next time he runs in the election.
You know what? That's true. If you don't like it, then the power of the vote and see where that goes. But honestly, right now, I think he's double-dipping. I think he wins again. Right now, today, he wins again.
You bet. Listen, yeah. It's been good to hear from you. I miss you.
I'm glad you called. I'm glad you called. I've been taping shows on location in all these different places. Yeah, but now I'm back.
Yeah, Chicago, New Orleans, Arizona.
Orleans.
You've been everywhere.
Yep. You know? There's a song about that, Johnny Cash.
Yes, I think I remember it. Being old enough to have been around a while. You know?
I love that. Dan, it's great to hear your voice. Thanks so much for calling. All right, so Dan says, you know, really, hey, too bad. Taking away, you know, security clearances. And the question, I just saw something in, somebody sent me a thing called Lawfare and talking about whether the president can revoke former officials' security clearances. And there is a lot of debate just on the legality of it. So let's put it that way. Because remember, it was Sarah Huckabee Sanders who announced that the president was reviewing the mechanisms to revoke the security clearances of a bunch of former senior government officials, and it's sent off this whole thing of, can this happen? I mean, is it more complicated than that, or what, you know, what is it? And the former officials would include former Director of National Intelligence James Clapper would be on the list. Also, former FBI Director James Comey would be on the list. Former CIA Director Michael Hayden would be on the list. Former National Security Advisor Susan Rice would also be on the list, for example. And would these, you know, could they, could he be valid in doing that? Could he pull it off? And, you know, it kind of depends, because you do look at the executive order and what can that order do. And if you look at it and read it, clearances can be denied or revoked. So I think he has a leg to stand on. Stay with us.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump is downplaying the significance of his White House counsel cooperating with Special Counsel Robert Mueller and his investigators. He appeared on the defensive, insisting he allowed White House counsel Don McGahn to be interviewed by the special counsel because, quote, I have nothing to hide. He called the Russia probe disgusting and Robert Mueller conflicted. McGahn might have provided insight into the firing of James Comey as FBI director, as Mueller is looking at obstruction of justice accusations against the president.
They're down to desperation times. They have to write a report and they don't have a single bit of evidence.
The president's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, is still negotiating terms of an interview between the president and special counsel investigators.
I'm not going to be rushed into having him testify so that he gets trapped into perjury.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I went to have my blood test done a few weeks ago, and I met the doctor, and he was really encouraged by my progress, and I showed him what I was taking, and he started looking at all the ingredients, and he said, I'm really impressed with the shiitake mushroom. And he said, this stuff, it could clean out your arteries. And I'm like, oh, wow. He said, you may be onto something here. And he said, you just keep that up, and maybe you can start cutting back on your medication. And he says, you're helping your health by doing that. And I'm like, whoa, endorsement by the doctor.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
So we've been talking about these security clearances, and can the president revoke them? And the answer is, if you ask a lot of people in the legal community, some say, on the face of it, it looks like he can. But then on the other side of it, legally, can it be challenged? And then you start to talk about, well, how do you get these security clearances? And think of some of the top clearances, like Jared Kushner, married to Ivanka Trump. He helped Donald Trump successfully run and win the White House. He was looking for a top clearance for Kushner, if you remember, so he could go to security briefings. And there was all kinds of conversations on the Hill when that was going on, about whether he should have access to government secrets. I mean, so this whole debate over clearances, ripping clearances from the hands of advisors, ex-advisors who are critical, all that, this isn't anything new. It just happened. So somebody got banged, and that was Brennan. And because of that, it just ignited it, or put it on steroids, I'm going to say, a little bit more, as to what, you know, how does that happen, and can the president really do it? Does he have the authority to do it? Well, and then, of course, here's the thing. There's eligibility that kind of is there for a certain number of years, but it depends on the kind of classification we're talking about, right? So a secret level clearance is valid for 10 years. How about that? James Comey, when he was fired, he was immediately cut off. He was debriefed from any of the programs where he had access to. His credentials were taken away. And then he signed a bunch of briefing acknowledgement forms, most likely confirming he had been debriefed. So his eligibility wasn't affected by his termination. What the White House threatened to do was to revoke his eligibility. So that's the key, whether he could get it again, whether he could have that eligibility. And, you know, it's crazy, but if you look at executive order and you look at the whole process, so revoking someone's security clearance is actually part of or derived from the president's Article 2 authority as commander-in-chief, because he is the classifier of information, ultimately, and certainly in theory, and the guy who decides on who's granted access to classified info, and that includes, you know, everything across the board. It's Executive Order 12968, and it outlines the procedures that the executive branch agencies identify, who requires one, and then the standards for investigating their background, the whole thing, the legal limit. And this has been challenged before, by the way, not surprisingly, all the way up to the Supreme Court. And when they're not eligible and how you the eligibility is yanked and that whole kind of thing. So the president, if there is a problem, could claim that the inherent constitutional authority to revoke the clearance eligibility of each of the individuals without any due process. There isn't a precedent for it. No president has intervened in this before. So that hasn't happened. Certainly there have been scandals and problems and all of that. But, you know, this is unprecedented, but doesn't mean he can't exercise the authority. And obviously in this case of Brennan, he certainly has. We have not heard the last of the back and forth over this. In fact, I would bet money if you tuned into any news television show this week, they would be debating this very thing. Can this really happen? Oh, what's next? What will Brennan do? Does he really have the authority for that or not? Or not, right? And in case you were wondering, about the Omarosa nonsense, Omarosa taped a call with the Prez after she was fired. And, of course, that phone call has been played all over the place. And he didn't seem like he was aware of the fact that she was fired by John Kelly, who was the White House chief of staff. And, you know, just said, "Oh, Marissa, what's going on? I just saw in the news you're leaving. What happened?" And then she said, "General Kelly came to me and said that you guys wanted me to leave." And he said, "No, nobody even told me about it. You know, they run a big operation, but I didn't know it. I didn't know that. Damn it. I don't love you leaving at all." And that was it. So what then became this Twitter warfare thing was, you know, the president tweeting out, "Omarosa never made it, never will, and she was vicious, but not smart." So and even at one point saying, "Wacky Omarosa got fired 3 times on The Apprentice, now got fired for the last time. She begged me for a job, tears in her eyes. I said, okay, people in the White House hated her. She was vicious. I would rarely see her, but heard. Da, 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 da." She's gone, and the only thing that all of this dumps into is this new book, Unhinged, an insider's account of the Trump White House, which has several unflattering claims against the president's staff. And she claims that she's got multiple recordings of her time in the White House, but some of them are unverifiable, I guess. And I don't know, is this a sellable book? I mean, I'm kind of curious about that, because I think with some of the political books that are written, I understand why the controversy works and why they would sell. I'm not so sure I think a book by her sells. Is she really that interesting or famous, or the thought of finding out something, I guess, that you think you might find out about the press, is it that interesting, titillating, whatever word you want to use, enough that you would plunk down like 24, 25 bucks for that, you know, for that book? And I'm going to say, I think it could be maybe a hard sell. I'm not so sure that that necessarily jumps out at you, and that you have a lot of people that are, no offense, Omarosa, the people are running out to grab, snatch up that book and think that you're gonna, you know, think that you're gonna learn some kind of inside baseball, some kind of inside information on the Prez or his people that's gonna make you think it was worth paying that, you know, paying that dough for that. So that's all I'll say. And like I mentioned, there's going to be more debate over taking someone's security clearance or not taking the clearance, or what does that mean, or blah, 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 blah. You know, that whole thing. All right, as we move in a different direction here and talk about what else is happening that's buzzing across America, is some of what is being discussed is including the fact, because we've got the NFL right around the corner a couple of weeks away, and we will do our Nail the Score thing. If you don't know that, it's Tuesday into Wednesday. I pick the game of the week, and then what happens there is you call in, tell me what team's going to win, and what you think the final will be. If you nail the score, woohoo, you win a bunch of prizes from America Tonight. But this year we're going to have drawings for other prizes every single week. So that means there's going to be a bunch of winners. I think that's pretty cool. Is this winning, or is this ridiculous, or is this, hey, fair is fair. You can play on one team, we can play on the other team too. I love New Orleans. And I was just looking at a story out of there, and I just was there a couple of weeks ago, that there was an NFL preseason game between the Saints and the Cardinals on the 17th, and there was a male cheerleader, Jesse Hernandez, who was a big hit. So I guess they're going to have a male cheerleader this year, perhaps. I mean, this is a preseason game. He's a dance instructor and I guess hardly watches football, but is really good. And he's the first ever male member of the Saint Sations. That's what they call him, the NFL dance team. And, you know, he made his way to the middle of the field like everybody else. And voila, didn't really cause much of a stir, that people just are like, hey, so he's the first guy. So it's kind of one of those reverse things where you've got the females who have on like dresses with the Saints insignia. You've got the fleur-de-lis. You've got Jesse, who didn't have pom-poms, but he waved a white towel on the sidelines. He flew through the air and was part of that whole pyramid thing. So he's just doing what he does, and the fans like it. I wonder if we're going to see more of this. That, because usually you have it's just strictly women that have done this, but now there may be some other teams that guys start trying out for the team, and they make it, and hey, good for him. He actually looked like a pretty good dancer, I have to say, and just kind of flowed right into it. So it didn't seem odd. And I suppose he'll be there for the regular season, so there'll be people talking about it. He'll be kind of an interesting story, I think, for a few people when the Saints are at home playing, that's for sure. Stay with us. Man Cave coming up next on America Tonight.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Kate Delaney, yes, we are going to the man cave. Man cave means in the world of sports, yeah, there's some things that are shaken out that are worth talking about here on America Tonight. Some of the stories, frankly, are sad, and one of them has to do with the death of a Maryland football player. The Maryland board took control of investigators, and this is related to the death of Jordan McNair. Sad for his parents. So what happened was he died on June 13th. He was an offensive lineman for the Terps, very big college football program. And did they follow the proper protocol in the treatment of, you know, McNair when he was hospitalized with heat stroke on May 29th when he was hospitalized then? And then there's part of this investigation into the allegations of this toxic culture within the football program that were revealed by an ESPN investigation. University President Wallace Lowe is being, you know, he's looking into this, and it's being conducted by a group of four people that he chose, trying to make it very independent. So the Maryland Board of Regents, again, assuming control over that commission, they get the reports. The investigation is being led by a Walters Inc., it's called, and they're expected to conclude September 15th. Lowe said it will all be made public. It'll all be made public. There was a four-hour meeting that was held on Friday in Baltimore where the board asked the Office of the State Attorney General to represent Maryland on any and all legal claims related to McNair's death. The McNair family, they've hired attorneys. And it's very sad. It's awful. I mean, the confusion over this. President Wallace Lowe talked about a couple of things, including the circumstances and having the conversation with the family.
I thought long and hard and put together a team, a commission of four individuals who will immediately, in fact, we've already met, to begin the process of this review of the practices and the culture of the football program. I want to meet with them in private to express on behalf of the university our apology for their loss of their son.
Yeah, apologies don't cut it. And you've got the, no offense, you've got the Maryland football coach DJ Durkin, who is on leave. They think that pretty much his fate is sealed, if you will. So the football team continues to practice while they sort through this. They're trying to determine Durkin's role and what happened in the team workout that resulted in McNair's death 15 days later, and what was the culture, and how did this, you know, was there culpability, and you know, all that whole thing, and it's awful, but I don't think he's going to be back as the head coach. I think pretty much everyone thinks that he shouldn't be able to be there after what happened with this lineman, and I don't think that they will bring him back. So they're going to head into the season trying to figure all of that out. Speaking of trying to figure all of it out, Urban Meyer, will he be on the sidelines against Oregon State when that football program kicks off its season? Meyer is also at a point in that investigation as to whether he turned over information about one of his coaches and allegations of domestic abuse several years ago. And because of it, he found himself in this predicament. And now with this investigation, he's been on administrative leave. The assistant coach was Zach Smith. And what did he know? What is his status? Is that paid administrative leave, like I said. And they're conducting this investigation, which is supposedly wrapped, and they're making decisions after Courtney Smith said several people close to Meyer knew of that 2015 allegation of domestic violence against her ex-husband. He issues a statement saying he and athletic director Gene Smith agreed that being on leave during this investigation would facilitate its completion. So sometimes paid leave is a precursor to termination. But Ohio State announced it would form a special independent group to lead the investigation. That's what happened. So Meyer issued a statement a couple weeks ago saying he failed when he denied knowing about the allegations against one of his former assistant coaches. And where did it go from there? How did it end up is what this whole investigative thing is going to be about. And it's, somebody said to me today, well, how did this all start? Because Zach Smith was charged with criminal trespass stemming from something that happened back in May when he was dropping off their son at his ex-wife's apartment complex. She said Zach violated a shared parenting plan by coming to her place. His lawyer said his client was never arrested. He pleaded not guilty to the fourth-degree misdemeanor, contending he didn't violate the parenting plan. And in an interview, she said Zach's repeated violations of the terms of their divorce prompted her to go public about the years of alleged abuse. So that's how this whole thing ended up in the public eye. And then the questions surrounding what happens with Urban Meyer. All right, from the world of baseball, it's really interesting because you never, I shouldn't say never, but you don't see them lose too often. The Boston Red Sox clearly in control of their destiny when it comes to the AL East, but the Red Sox lost to the Rays on Sunday 2-0. Oh, no. They haven't lost in a very long time, like I said. What also is interesting is the Yankees with a big win over the Blue Jays, but they don't pick up much ground because there's still 9.5 games that separate those two clubs. In the meantime, spiraling in the opposite direction, how about the Orioles? The Orioles on pace to lose 100 games. Oh, my. The Indians smoked them on Sunday, 8-0, and the O's are 37-87. Oh, it's got to be rough to just leg out that season. Just absolutely terrible. Justin Verlander, 200 wins, 2,500 rather, strikeouts. Verlander, of course, star pitcher for the Houston Astros, who beat the A's as they were tied in the division, and the Astros beat them 9-4. Verlander gets the win, his 12th. The Astros hit 5 homers in that win over the A's in this battle for first place. So that's a very, very big win. Clayton Kershaw, who spent some time this year on the DL as a pitcher for the Dodgers, is all in on this one. He wins, picks up his 6-7 strikeouts. Dodgers beat the Mariners 12-1. Pretty big doings there, especially with how well both of those teams are playing. In the NFL, it's preseason week 2. Tons of injuries of significance. The Bills are kind of worried. A.J. McCarron injured. Potentially very serious, a shoulder injury. Could be off the field for 4 to 6 weeks. So who comes in? Josh Allen, the rookie quarterback? Or is it Nathan Peterman? Ooh. Lots of questions surrounding the Bills. They want to be in this position. That's the problem with preseason action. That's it for the Man Cave and this hour. Thanks so much for listening to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.